Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 070226. Amen. You are welcome to Praying Scriptures Counseling Devotional. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye. Lift your hands wherever you are today. This is not just a moment of prayer. This is a prophetic hour. As the word goes forth, stability is entering your life. Roots are growing deeper and storms are loosen their power and their grip over your life, over your family, over your business, and over everything concerning you. You are planted to flourish in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prophetic hour. As your word goes forth, let stability enter homes, every home where the sound of my voice is being played. Lord, let your word go forth and enter every heart, destinies, and every foundation. Let every listener be firmly planted in you. We silence the voice of fear, anxiety, and instability. We declare alignment with divine order. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Beloved and brethren, I want you to listen to this truth. Storms don't destroy planted people. They refill their roots. The presence of storms does not mean the absence of God. Storms are tests of depth. When winds rise and pressures intensify, what keeps a man standing is not excitement, but establishment. Trees that are planted draw strength from unseen places. Even when the surface is shaking, supply is still flowing. You may feel the wind, but you will not fall. You may hear the thunder, but your roots are intact. In this season, God is not removing storms. He is providing and proving stability. What others collapse under will become the platform where your maturity is refilled. What makes order to shake becomes your platform for transformation. Amen. Today's topic is stability against storms. Stability against storms. And our anchor scriptures is from the book of Psalm 1, verse 3. And it reads, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." This scripture will be fulfilled in your life today and forevermore, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. Right away, I will make some declarations over you. And I want you to join your faith with mine and say a big amen. And so shall it be. Father, according to Psalm 1, verse 3, today I declare that your people are planted by the rivers of water. Therefore, no storm has the authority to uproot them. Let spiritual roots grow deeper than emotional reactions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every pressure confronting their faith, the faith of the man or the woman listening to me now, either financially, maritally, emotionally, or ministerially, Lord Almighty Father, I decree divine stability now in the name of Jesus. Let patience replace panic in their lives. You that you are hearing me this day, I command that patience will replace the things that are making you to panic in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let their faith silence fear. I decree over you that your faith will silence every fear surrounding you. The fear of unknown, the fear of tomorrow, the fear of not getting what you want, the fear of losing what you have. I command them to be silenced now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let calm confidence rise in the midst of chaos right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I declare that their leaves shall not wither. Your leaf will not wither. Your joy is preserved. Your peace is restored this morning. Your vision is protected. Your purpose remains intact. In the name of Jesus, even in the storm, in every storm, in every season, I command fruitfulness for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your fruitfulness shall not cease. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. Amen. Remember, there's power in your tongue also. He said, you shall decree a thing and it shall come to pass. I want us to decree together. Let's make some prophetic declarations together. Lift up your voice and declare with authority. Say, I decree that I am rooted. I decree that I am grounded and unshakable in Christ. Say it again. I decree that I am rooted, grounded, and unshakable in Christ. I declare that storms will not destabilize my faith and destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that storms will not destabilize my faith and destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, I prophesy emotional stability into my life. I prophesy spiritual consistency over my life and mental clarity over my mind. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare and I decree that my leaf shall not wither. My leaf shall not wither. My strength is renewed right now in Christ Jesus. My strength is renewed now. Everything called weakness confronting me, I come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare that my leaf shall not wither and my strength is renewed. I declare and decree fruitfulness in difficult situations, in difficult season. Lord, I will make progress even under pressure. Under the pressure that I'm passing through now, I will make progress. Under the challenges I'm facing now, I will progress, I will advance in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare fruitfulness in difficult situations, in difficult places. I declare fruitfulness over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that what I do shall prosper. What I do shall prosper. The work of my hand will prosper. My business shall prosper. My ministry shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my vision, Lord, shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I prophesy that this season will not break me. The season I am now will not break me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, the season I am, the challenges I'm facing now will not break me. The storms in my life right now will not break me in the name of Jesus. Rather, it will prove me. It will prove me I will be sustained. It will prove your strength in me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. I want you to quickly listen to this strong word of knowledge. As you are praying, I can hear that someone listening has been experiencing sudden emotional heaviness and inner restlessness. You have emotional heaviness, relationship heaviness, emotional heaviness in your relationship and what you are doing. And this normally come especially at night season, not because the storm is strong, but because your roots have been neglected. You have neglected your roots. That's why. It's not a cause. It's not even the enemy. It's you that you have neglected your roots. That's why you are facing what you are facing now. That's why you are having the emotional heaviness and inner restlessness. The Lord is revealing that recent business has weakened your spiritual consistencies. You are very busy up and down, very busy. Your mind is not at rest. This is not a rebuke, but a rescue this morning. As you return to prayer, as you return to the Word and quiet fellowship with your God, stability will be restored quickly. The storm will lose its voice and its grip, and peace will return to your life, and your inner strength will be renewed. You are not failing. You are being recalibrated. Amen and amen. God bless you. In closing, Father, we seal every word released in this prophetic hour. Let roots go deeper. let stability become permanent, and let storms lose their effect. We declare that your people are not moved, not shaken, and not uprooted. They are planted to flourish and stable against every storm. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. You are planted by God. You are nourished by His presence. You are stable against storms. Go and flourish today. Nothing shall move you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your host once more is Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich Oladunjoye. And in case you want to get in touch with me, I want you to call this number, +234 8035 779346. You are blessed. Remain blessed and be eternally blessed. Keep sharing until I come your way again tomorrow. Amen.